Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the festival.
Kyle Bergman, Festival Director of the Architecture and Design Film Festival.
And we're talking because the festival is coming March 24th through the 26th to the National Building Museum in D.C. Thanks for joining us.
Great to talk with you, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, in case our listeners may, let's say, you know, they've heard of a bunch of different festivals around town, you know, AFI, et cetera. But what if they've, let's pretend they've never heard of this somehow. How long has it been around and, you know, how to get going?
So the festival, we've been doing it now for 14 years. We do it all across the country. We're based in New York, but this is our fourth year in DC. And the Architectural Design Film Festival is the largest film festival dedicated to the creative spirit of architecture and design. And we program films that are both interesting to architects and designers, but just the general public. So our audience is a huge mix of people.
And remind our listeners where exactly the National Building Museum is in town.
So the festival is going to be at the National Building Museum, which is 401 F Street.
Gotcha. And if our listeners, you know, trying to get an idea of the layout of the city, it's sort of like right around that Penn Quarter, Judiciary Square sort of area, right on outside of Chinatown Gallery Place area over there. So exactly. It's centrally located, easy to get to, metro, etc. Why is it such a good place to do it? Like, I guess I assume do they have like a movie theater inside there that you can screen everything?
So the National Building Museum inside is one of the grandest spaces in all of DC. It's where inaugural ball is happening. It's one of the, if you've never been there, it's worth it just to go see this interior space. And what we do is we set up two big theaters inside the great hall, large screens, and everyone is, because the audio is not great in there, everyone has headphones. We give everyone headphones, like silent disco headphones. And so in this big, huge hall, you're watching this great screen, but everyone has their own headphones on.
Very cool. All right. Well, without further ado, let's get into the 3 days of movies here. So that's what we're here to talk about. So opening night, we have something called Mao. Explain what we got.
So opening night is both a film and a reception. And the film is called Mao, about the designer, graphic designer, Bruce Mao, but he's really a global thinker. And it talks about how design can really save the world. And he is a big thinker. It's a very optimistic film. And everyone coming out of it feels engaged and feels like they can save the world. It's an amazing film. And it's going to have a theatrical release across the country in May. So this will be a sneak preview for anyone who's interested in it.
Right. This is your early look at it. Well, remind some of our listeners that might not be in familiar with the design world, just how big of a deal Bruce Mao is. Like he's worked with some really famous companies and landmarks around the world.
Yeah. So Bruce Mao is really a creative thinker. He's worked, you know, he did campaigns with Coca-Cola. He has worked for some of the biggest companies in the world. He's also, you know, working on really large ideas. For example, he was hired by Mecca to help rethink the flow of human people in Mecca during the Hajj. And he's been hired by countries to rethink how to rebrand a name of a country. He was hired by people in Guatemala to rethink how people think about their country. He's been working on big projects for a long time. He's originally Canadian, but now lives in Chicago. And he's, I would say, arguably one of the most important design thinkers in the world right now.
Wow. Yeah. From Coca-Cola and Disney to Mecca. I mean, that doesn't get any bigger than that. So, and what's really cool is he's going to be there for a Q&A as well.
So Bruce is going to be there afterwards for a Q&A. And then so opening night is also has a party and reception connected to it. So directly after the film, there's food and drinks. And so it's a really special night for anyone who's interested in design at any level. It's an amazing opportunity to get to hear Bruce Mao in person. He is phenomenal.
Sounds great.
If anyone ever saw, he did an exhibit many years ago called Massive Change. And his real goal, his company now is called Massive Change Network. And the whole idea is, how do we think on a big level? And how do we use design to rethink world issues? And as Bruce says, you know, we've created problems and we're going to design our way out of it. And it's really inspiring film.
I love that. Design our way out of the problems created. All right, cool. Well, sounds like a really great opening night. Moving now to day two on March 25th. I know you got four films. Probably can't hit them all, but is there one or two you want to discuss?
Sure. Let's talk about on Friday night, there's a fantastic film called Beyond Zero. And it's really a story about a man, Ray Anderson, who owns Interface Carpets. And it's really an environmental story. And in the mid-90s, he realized his company was a major polluter, and he thought, we have to do something. And he takes his Fortune 500 company and makes the whole company get on the environmental bandwagon and changes his company to one of the most sustainable companies out there in the world, taking carpets, which were really polluting, challenging ecological products, and making them entirely green. And it's a story about leadership and how, even though his company was like, Ray, you're crazy, we can't do this in the 90s, now they are known as one of the most environmental companies out there in the world.
That's really impressive. And I know having a bunch of other companies been looking to him for his design, Walmart, Boeing, Nike.
They all look at Interface as a leader and how you can make a difference, how you can change your company. And they believe that corporations are going to make the biggest impact on saving the environment and saving our globe, because they have the power and the will. And not only are they saving the environment, they're saving money. So it's a win-win situation.
I like that. And if that's how we're going to do it, if we're going to actually save the world, we got to convince the big companies to get on board with it.
Exactly. And we have to make it a win-win. Like, they got to, you know, because the environmental issue is really a jobs and monetary issue also. And Ray Anderson saw this, and he willed his company and made his company make changes that no one else was making at the time. It is a great film. And the director will be there afterwards for a Q&A.
Oh, well, yeah. Tell me about the director. Is Nathan Havey or Havey? How do you say it?
Yeah, Nathan Havey, who's coming in from Boulder, Colorado, and he'll be there afterwards. He's a great speaker, and we've done a number of Q&As together, and he can give you more insight in his, you know, this is his first film he's ever made, and he made it because he was so passionate about what Ray Anderson did. And when I first saw the film, I thought, oh God, this is just made from someone inside the company, and it just feels like too complimentary. And I was completely wrong. It was made by someone outside the company who looked at what he was doing and saying, that story has to be told. It is a great story. It is inspirational.
Sounds like a great second night. All right, cool. And then moving to the third day, third and final day on Saturday, March 26th.
So Saturday, there's going to be films all day, two theaters going. There'll be seven screenings and a lot of great Q&As. And let me just tell you about a few films that not to be missed. There's a film called Holy Frit about this stained glass artist and his quest to make the largest piece of stained glass in the world. And it's for a church in Kansas. And it is a fun story about the creative process, about the trials and tribulations. And it is just a ride from beginning to end. Anyone who's ever tried to do something bigger than they thought they could do it will appreciate this film. And then the last night, the closing film is a Danish film called Another Kind of Knowledge, a portrait of Dorte Mandroff. And she is a Danish architect who is just really well known in Scandinavia and hardly known here in America. And Dorte is coming in from Denmark to do a Q&A after the screening. And she is just someone that in the design community that we're all going to know in America in a few years. And her work is fantastic and beautiful.
Great. Well, it sounds like three great days of films at the National Building Museum. I always like to end with you talking directly to our listeners, if you can. So, you know, like, hey, guys, come on out. And actually, if you could speak to, you know, if there's listeners that are really big into architecture and design, why this is obviously perfect. And maybe if they're not sure, but they think it might be interesting, why this could turn them on to that whole world, you know, like speak to both sides of our listeners.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important. So Jason, it's really great to talk to you. I just want to say that, you know, the thing about the Architecture and Design Film Festival, it is for everybody. You just, if you have any interest in architecture or design or anything creative, these films have both a design story and a human story. So yes, the design community loves this, and we get a lot of designers and architects coming, but half of our audience is made up of teachers and lawyers and doctors and plumbers and janitors and social workers and a variety of so many people. So these films are really for everybody. I hope you come out and see it. It's really, it's an annual event that happens in DC, and something not to be missed.
Great. Again, it's the Architecture and Design Film Festival. It'll be at the National Building Museum on, let me get the dates again.
March 24th through 26th.
March 24th through the 26th. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, Jason. Thanks so much for doing it also. I appreciate it.
All right, cool. We'll get the word out. All right, sounds good. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Jason. Take care.
Bye.